Father has been talking to me recently about affections, and specifically about the scripture in Colossians, "Set your affections on things above and not on the earth beneath, for you died and your life is hid with Christ in God." And what he's brought to the surface this morning, a bit like rain on a field where it washes away the soil and the stones stick up, is the fact that some 20 years ago now, or more maybe even, he required of Joyce and I that we gave up the television. We had only been watching the news and the weather forecast, but even that had to go, and the television set disappeared completely. At that time, and up until now, I had really no idea why that directive came. We just did what we were told because he said, give it up. So we gave it up. Some 3, 4, 5, 6 years ago, it was that the ban was lifted and we now have television and we watch it if we want to, and most of the time we don't. And just in the last couple of days, I've realised what it was all about. And it was about affections. Wherever your affections go, your activity will propel you. So if we were, for instance, using the television set to switch off, to relax, to de-stress, to get our fix, much like an alcoholic or a druggie would take a fix to just switch off from everything that was going on, we were actually committing spiritual adultery. We were using the television set to take the place of God himself, who wants to be our comfort. And as he started speaking to me about this thing, affections, that is, suddenly, after 20-odd years, the penny dropped. It wasn't just a prohibition for the sake of a prohibition. It was because the television took our attention from the one place where we could get our needs met. So my question to you today, and you know what's coming, what do you use to de-stress yourself? What do you stick yourself in front of, or bury yourself in, or drink, or eat, or whatever, to de-stress yourself, rather than going to the one that can meet all your needs? He is a God whose name is Jealous. He is so jealous that he should be everything to us, because he created us and he knows exactly how to meet our needs, that sooner or later he'll say, divorce yourself from that thing. Because to him, it's adultery. God bless you as you think deeply about this one.